This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. 5 times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Now it's time for the Mercedes in the Morning Pre-Show, Mix 94.1.
Good morning and welcome to the pre-show. Here we are. It's Monday. It's March 10th. It is 5:30. Thank you guys for joining us. Hopefully you are up on time. We did the spring forward thing yesterday. So for the next week, I'll basically be saying to myself, it's 5:30, but it's really 4:30.
Oh, I like, hate when I do that.
Do you do that?
I do that, but I'm trying to stay away from it. And I started yesterday. It's like, oh, it's 3:30, but really it's 4:30. And I'm like, no.
Opposite. It's 3:30, so it's 2:30.
Well, you know what I mean? Because I get so confused and my body will be like, okay, no. So what I did, I cut it off. And I feel like it is truly 5:31 right now, because on Saturday night, I started the clocks, or what is it, you spring forward?
Yes.
I put it forward around 8 p.m. So I was like, okay, the night's already kind of, I'm already starting to get adjusted. And then what I did on Sunday morning is I woke up super early so that I could get super tired. And last night, I went to bed at the true time of 8 p.m.
So was it, 8 p.m. like before we sprung forward, or 8 p.m. for real?
For real.
Okay.
So I went so I could be tired. My body could get adjusted, and I feel great.
Really, that was 7 p.m.
Just stop. You're gonna mess me
so
up.
So you really went to bed early.
I went to bed early at 7 p.m. Yes, I did, but I don't want to think that way.
Well, you know, here's the thing. I do not like the daylight savings thing. I understand it's a way of life. It could be going away at some point, but for right now, I figured out how we got to do it so everyone's happy. Why don't we do our spring forward instead of at 2 a.m. when we're all sleeping on a Sunday? Why don't we do it on a Monday afternoon at like 3:00? And now it's like 4:00 and like we're closer to going home to work. You know what I mean? Like, who picked Sunday at 2 a.m.? Let's do it on a Monday. Make the day go by faster. We're all going to be behind it. It would, like, who thought of that?
So you're saying, let's say they change it from Sunday from, instead of 2 a.m., Monday at like 4.
Four in the afternoon. It's like, boom, it's time to go home. Like, who would not be happy about that?
I think that would throw me off even more on a Monday.
I would be so excited. I'd be like, right on. It's time to go.
I get what you're saying. So we can skip just one of the hours of work.
Skip a bad hour. No. Don't skip a good hour of rest when we're all sleeping. Come on now. Now I know we all have different schedules and stuff, but I don't know. I feel like there's an easy solution to this.
You had me laughing so hard, I started drooling.
That means it's going to be a good day. It's going to be a good week. We've got a lot going on the show this morning. I'm just looking at our prizes, and we've got some fantastic prizes to give away. We've got a couple of announcements to make, but... Or is that today?
It's today, right after the show.
It's after the...
It's right at 10.
So we'll be giving it away tomorrow, but you'll know what the announcement is. But for today, make sure you are listening. We've got a lot going on. We'll get to that later. But right now, let's start the show. Time for the pre-show. You pick them. You guys get to pick the first song of the show. Do you want to hear Don't Turn Around by Ace of Base?
Don't turn around.
Do you want to hear Bootylicious by Destiny's Child?
I don't think you're ready for this jelly. I don't think you're ready for this jelly. I
right, do you want to hear Only Want to Be With You by Hootie and the Blowfish?
Well, there's nothing I can do. I only want to be with you.
Those are your choices. You can vote right now. You can do it by calling us at 702-364-9400. You can also text us at that number. You can vote on Threads or X at Mercedes in the AM, or go to our Facebook page. It's Mercedes in the Morning. We've got a place for you to vote right there, and we will count those votes next and reveal the winner after on Mix 94.1. Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the Morning. Have you ever finished a show so fast that you immediately regret it? You're just like, oh, why did I go through that? This weekend, I absolutely devoured the new season of Drive to Survive. I mean, if you've never watched Drive to Survive, it's a show behind the scenes, F1, the drivers. I went into it like, I'm just going to watch a couple episodes and spread it out. I could not stop. I watched it all in one day.
Wait, didn't it just get released on Friday?
Yes. The whole thing, I got through it. And now I feel empty inside, just sitting here like, what do I do with my life now? Do I rewatch it? Do I stare at the wall? Do I pick up a new hobby?
Do I read a book?
It's just that weird sadness, you know, that you get when something you really enjoy is suddenly over. And I know in like the grand scheme of life, this is not an actual crisis, but it feels dramatic at the moment. You know what I mean?
Oh my God, that was me too this past weekend, but I didn't completely finish a series. It's been led up to this, and it was two shows that I finished, and the first show was Paradise. I finished season one.
You finished
one.
It, and do you feel empty inside now?
I feel empty. I want to know what happens in season two. Have you finished season one?
No, okay. I have not. I was watching Drive to Survive.
Yeah, that's very true. And then the second show that I watched that I actually cried at was Shrinking.
Oh, I love that show. I mean, so good.
Just the twists and turns and the way that they navigate the different characters and some of the I guess it might not be a spoiler, but there was a reunion from an old show that went into this show, and I was so happy that happened.
From an old show?
How I Met Your Mother.
Oh.
Is all I gotta say.
Okay, gotcha, okay. I thought you were referring to something else, and I was like, that's not the same person. I know you know what I'm talking about, but
yes.
Yeah, it's so funny that emptiness you feel. It's like, are there little random things that make you unreasonably sad? Like the everyday things that shouldn't hit so hard, but they do. Like another one for me, when you see an empty shopping cart that's been abandoned somewhere, that makes me so sad. I can't explain what it is about that. It shouldn't make me sad, but it makes me so sad. Like, oh, that poor shopping cart. You know what I mean?
I have something similar in that sense. We have a lot of construction cones here in Las Vegas.
Yeah.
When that one construction cone at the end has been knocked over.
Or smashed.
Smashed. Oh, wouldn't it smash? And it's like crinkled up.
It's yes. So sad. Or what about the moment when you realize it's Sunday night?
Oh. That's the worst.
Just unreasonably sad. Or another one that happened to my husband the other day. He didn't care. I cared. It made me sad. He has to fill up his car with gas. I'm sitting in the passenger seat and he goes, and it stops on 5001. Oh my gosh.
No!
Why couldn't it stop on 50? Why?
It has to be 0.00 or it feels weird. There's weirdness in your body.
It's just that there's certain things that make you so sad. And yeah, I just feel like I felt like I was that abandoned shopping cart when I finished Drive to Survive this weekend.
What are you going
to
do now? What's on your list?
I think I got to finish Paradise, but then I'll be sad when that's over. I don't know. Maybe I should just stop doing this to myself. It's unneeded.
Welcome to another episode of Mercedes in the Morning. And now, here's your host, Mercedes.
Good morning and welcome to the show. It is Monday, March 10th. It's 6:03. Happy to have you guys here back from the weekend. Got a little relaxation going on and feeling good coming into this Monday.
Oh, good. I think something happened over this weekend that I was completely shocked about. I know that technology has advanced over the years, but this thing was, I looked around like, what? Is this really happening? we were at Costco on Friday night, and the person in front of me, we're in the cash register line, and the person in front of me was this older gentleman. He looked to be in about his 50s, 60s, and he was just like in this good old mood to like check out of Costco. And I was like, what's up with this guy's deal? So he rings up. The cashier's like, that'll be, I don't know, $85. He goes to pay, and he puts his finger to the Apple Pay to pay with his ring, and it worked. He's like, yeah, I'm paying with my ring. He pays with his ring. Ding, goes through. The cashier looks. He goes, did you just pay with your ring? He goes, yeah, I have a startup company. That was the first time I tried it, and I wanted to see if it would work here, and I'm happy it did. I'm like, wow, technology has advanced this far that he paid with his own ring.
I've never heard of that before. It's not an Apple product, right? It's just his own startup?
I believe so. It didn't look like an Apple product.
Huh. Or maybe they were testing it.
Maybe they were testing it. And I wish I would have stopped and asked him what his company was. But I was so in shock that technology has gone this far where you can pay with a ring. So cool.
There's a lot of like crazy things just with AI in general. It's amazing what AI can do. And you know, ChatGPT, you can pretty much have a therapist, a best friend. I've joked how I've become friends with my ChatGPT.
Yes.
The technology thing that kind of freaked me out a little bit is I was traveling recently. I want to say I was at the airport in Dallas. I think it was Dallas. We were going through, you know, when you show like your boarding pass and stuff like that, and you have your ID, and it was like this touchless check-in system where it just scanned our face at the terminal and boom, no ID, no ticket, just a facial scan. And I was like, am I in a sci-fi movie right now? Like, what happened? It felt like something out of Black Mirror or something. Like, whoa, it just scanned my face. Like, what database is my face in that they can do stuff like that? It's kind of freaky.
It's very freaky. And I still get freaked out about the selfless driver. When you get
I hate those cars.
Freaky. I don't know.
You gotten in one before?
No, I'm too scared.
I would never. I don't care how safe it is. There's no way I'll get in one of those.
There's a ton of them in San Francisco, and I'm like, no, I'm like, absolutely not. No, I'm cool with an Uber.
I'll take a cable car before I take one of those.
Cable car, yes.
I am not getting in one of those. Well, we have a lot coming up on the show this morning. Stick around because at 7:30. We've got the Mega Minute, and we've got your tickets to check out Pitbull in his residency over at the Fountain Blue. It's going to be amazing. That is on the way. And then right before that at 7, we've got Beat Mercedes. And guess what? We're at a $1,025 diamond pendant, courtesy of Mike Lehman and Diamond Jewelers. And we're ready to give this thing away. We've been sitting on it. We want it to be yours. So make sure you are listening at 7 o'clock. To play Beat Mercedes, guess the song faster than I can. But right now, let's start off the show with some What's Trending. Post Malone, he's off the market, but not with the person you might expect. The latest on his surprising new romance coming up in What's Trending.
Are you guys ready? All right, let's check in on the hot topics. Trending.
Mercedes in the mornings, What's Trending? What's Trending on Mix 94.1.
Post Malone is trending this morning. He and his fiance, they have called it quits, and he has officially moved on. Now, sources say he and his ex split towards the end of last year, and he's been dating someone by the name of Christy Lee since early this year. I think like it was just so odd because his fiance that he just broke up with, she, like, who was she? Nobody ever knew her name. There were no photos of them together. They had a child together. It was always a mystery. But now, he's with this girl, Christy Lee, and they're not hiding anything. They're out and about. Fans spotted them getting cozy at a bar. Christy was holding onto his arm while he waved to fans. And they were also seen in Rome back in January having dinner. She is, all we know about her is that she's a Parsons School of Design student in New York City. That's about it. But the news has really caught fans off guard, especially since he and his ex welcomed a daughter back in 2022.
I forgot that was a thing. Like, they were engaged. They had a kid. We don't know their names. What if, I'm just thinking, like, what if Posty wanted an outside relation, like in the public, wanted to show them off, and maybe the fiance didn't want that, and maybe wanted to be behind the scenes more and just out of the public eye, but he didn't want that, and they didn't align their goals.
Maybe. I just always kind of respected him for keeping that part of his life private, and his daughter and all of that, because that's got to be difficult to be the family of a huge celebrity where everyone feels like they know the person that you actually know the best. And so I always thought that was really cool. But maybe, yeah, he was tired of hiding that, because that's got to be exhausting, trying to keep that side of your life private. But has that ever happened to you, though, where you know someone and they're with someone else, and then you see them after a long time and you didn't realize that they broke up and there was someone new, and it's like, whoa, what happened?
Yes, I did that out in public, actually, when I was still living back home in San Diego. We were out at a restaurant and I was like, oh my God, like, let's say it's my buddy Jim. Jim, how have you been? I went to go turn and I thought it was his girlfriend from high school because they were together for so long. I was like, Gianne. And I turned and I looked. It wasn't Gian.
Oh, new person.
New girl. And I was like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. He goes, it's okay. He had like this, it sounded like he was memorized. Like, me and Gian, we broke up a few months ago. Like, it's like he was so used to saying it. So yes, I've been there. So awkward.
It's so awkward. The same thing, very similar. My husband's buddy, we hadn't seen him in years, and we saw him out in public with another woman, and we were like, oh, and he's like, should I go say hi? I'm like, I don't know. So I'm quickly trying to do detective work on Instagram, trying to find, like, what happened to his wife? Did they post anything? And I was like, I don't know what's going on. So he's like, hey, man, what's up? He's like, hey. And he looked at her and he looked at him and he's just like waiting for the introduction. He's like, this is my girlfriend. Da, da, da. And he goes, okay. He goes, oh, yeah, that's right. I haven't talked to you since the divorce. We're like, yeah, no, definitely haven't talked to us since the divorce. And that is what's trending. Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the morning. Are we talking about Miss Miserable here, or are we talking about a totally different neighbor?
This is not Miss Miserable.
Okay, if you missed it a couple of weeks back, Steph was talking about her neighbor, Miss Miserable, that we nicknamed, and she is so miserable, and I was always yelling at you about your dog, and so I thought maybe you caught Miss Miserable doing something red-handed, but this is someone else.
This is another neighbor, actually. This has been happening the past few days, and not only did we catch our neighbor doing this, but we also confronted them.
Ooh, what happened?
So the past few days we've been noticing there's been a lot of just dog poop in front of our yard. And like, we're like, what the heck? We live in an apartment unit. And when I say the yard, we have like a little courtyard that we share, and there's a grass area. And what's cool about our courtyard is our front camera, you can actually see people coming in and out of the courtyard. So we're like, what the heck? Who isn't picking up after their dog? We went back in our cameras to see if we can catch that person. And in our history of our camera, we couldn't find it. Until later that day, we saw on our phone a motion detector go off. We're like, oh my gosh, is this the person? So we go into our phone, we're opening up the live camera, and it is a person with a dog, and they're doing their business, and guess what?
They left it.
And we're like, who the heck is that? So we're taking screenshots of like the person, and we're trying to see and zoom in to see if we know the neighbor. And we don't know the neighbor. So we're like, darn it. Do we send it to leasing? Do we go to management and let them know who this is? Which we could, but we didn't. We wanted to investigate ourselves. So later on that day, guess what? We saw the neighbor that we didn't know. They were walking their dog around, and it turns out they just moved in. We've never seen them. We see them go into their unit, so we know where they live. We're like, what should we do? Should we go knock on their door? Like, hey, we saw you didn't pick up your dog, but we didn't. We did it the passive aggressive way. We wrote a note. We wrote a note and we got Momo's poo-poo bags. We taped it on their door and said, hey, welcome to the neighborhood. Please pick up after your dog, smiley face.
Oh my gosh, you put it on their door?
We taped it onto their door so they could see it.
I'm sure they have a camera too, don't you think?
They sure do.
And so they saw that it was you that did it.
Yes, and we waved at the camera before we taped onto the door. We're like, hey, we taped it. put poop bags onto it, and then left.
Wow. That'll be interesting to see what happens next time they come around.
Exactly. And hey, we're not ashamed. We're friendly, but we're just like, dude, pick up after your dog.
Well, I think you did handle that in a nice way. It was a little passive aggressive, but I don't think it was bad. I mean, you didn't have a confrontation, which would have put them on edge. You did it in a way that's like, hey, we know it's you, and this is what you got to do. This is how we do in this apartment complex. You're new, so let us teach you the rules. And I thought that was a really nice way to do it.
And not only that, we're talking about Miss Miserable a couple weeks ago. So
yeah.
Miss Miserable, if you didn't hear, is she's so mean. Imagine if Miss Miserable caught our new neighbors doing that. Oh, it would be the end of the world. The whole unit would know. She'd be screaming and yelling. She's the worst. So I'm glad the new neighbor dealt with us than having to deal with Miss Miserable.
No, here's what you do now. You get off of Miss Miserable's radar. She's targeting you. She's coming after you, always saying, hey, you need to pick up after your dog. And you do pick up after your dog. So now, next time you see her, you say, hey, discovered some new neighbors aren't picking up after their dog. And she'll be like, who? Oh. Was in that apartment over there, and let her shift her focus from you over to them and let them deal with the rat that is Miss Miserable.
I like this idea, Miss. Now me and Miss Miserable will be Miss and Mrs. Miserable together.
Yes, the Miserable Twins.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3 is powered by Best Mattress. Just like David says, sleep easy, friends.
All right. Well, it is such a sad story, but we finally have some answers. We're talking about the cause of death for Gene Hackman and his wife, Betsy Arakawa. They finally have been revealed. The autopsy is out. It looked like Gene Hackman passed away on February 18th from severe heart disease and Alzheimer's. The report also found no signs of trauma, but revealed a history of heart surgeries and prior heart attacks. Mm. Now, his wife, Betsy Arakawa, she likely died around a week earlier. However, that was from hantavirus pulmonary syndrome, which is a rare disease spread by rodent feces. So Hackman, he tested negative for the disease. The couple and one of their dogs, they were discovered in separate rooms of their home on February 26th by maintenance workers. And security footage actually shows her shopping at a Sprouts on February 11th. There was no activity from her after that. There were unopened emails on her computer that suggest that she passed shortly after returning home from the store.
Oh my God. It's like so many questions. It's like, how was she exposed to the disease and he wasn't? And then unfortunately, because of his Alzheimer's, he probably didn't even know that maybe she passed.
Yeah, they said his stomach was completely empty. There was no food in there. It was just terrible. They're still trying to tie up the loose ends, but at least now we kind of have a better picture of what happened. It's just so tragic and so sad either way. Also this morning, if you are feeling down, an orange a day might help. A new study analyzed over 30,000 women, and they found that eating one medium orange a day could lower your depression risk by 20%.
Wow.
Yeah, they link citrus consumption to increased levels of a beneficial gut bacteria that may support serotonin, dopamine production, and they need more research, obviously, but they say adding citrus to your diet could just be a very easy, natural way to support your mental well-being.
I can't even remember the last time I ate an orange. I'm trying to really think. I eat bananas every day, but oranges, I just don't like to peel them and all that. So I don't know.
I get on these weird fruit kicks. So for me, it was apples nonstop for a couple of years. And then I just got so sick of apples. I was like, I cannot do another one. And now I'm on the pineapple kick where it's just like, all I eat is pineapple. And I'm not sick of it yet, but I was on a what are those minis, the mini oranges called?
Oh, the cuties?
I was on a cutie kick forever, and they're so easy to peel. Just pop a couple of those in your mouth. So maybe that's another alternative.
It's citrus.
Yeah, they're not as hard to peel, that's for sure. Finally, this morning, does pretty privilege exist? I think a lot of people feel like it does. We all know life isn't fair, and new research is revealing just how much better it is if you're a beautiful person. The survey asked people about pretty privilege. And the idea is those who are better looking, they get more advantages in life. And the majority think the pressure to look good at work is all too real, because according to this new poll, over 80% of people feel pretty privilege does exist at work. They say attractive coworkers are more likely to get hired, they're more likely to get promoted, and they're more likely to be given raises. Two-thirds of people have actually seen someone treated unfairly or talked about negatively because of their appearance. And the pressure to be pretty is really strong. 64% of people admit that they feel pushed to change their natural features, like straightening their hair or wearing makeup, just to fit in at the office.
Wow. You're telling me people that are more that look better than us are getting more money than us?
What's going on? Well, I would put you in the pretty privilege. I think you are beautiful.
Well, I mean, I'm in negotiations for a raise, and let me just tell you, they're not giving me anything right now.
Oh, well, maybe you need to wear more makeup or something. Who knows?
Yeah, maybe.
It's Mix 94.1.
It's time for Beat Mercedes.
It's all good. It's Monday.
Can you guess the song faster than she can? Let's go.
Can you tell how excited I am to give away this diamond pendant
yes.
from Michael Eman and Diamond Jewelers? Brenda, good morning. You're caller 20.
Yeah.
Woo.
How are you? How was your weekend?
It's been good, so hopefully this makes it better.
Yeah, this is a great way to start off the week with a $1,025 diamond pendant from Michael Eman and Diamond Jewelers. All you got to do is guess the song faster than I can. Like I've said, it's done. It's been done before, and it's going to be done again, and you're going to be the one to do it. You ready?
I am so ready.
Okay, I am leaving the studio right now. Good luck to you. I'm crossing my fingers.
Thank you.
Bye, Felicia. Mercedes is leaving the studio. Hey, Brenda, so this is how the game works. You're going to hear the first 20 seconds of a song. Once you know the correct artist and title, you got to shout out, got it. We stop the clock, and within 5 seconds you say got it, you got to say something to us, okay?
You got it, yes.
Okay,
yes.
The next sound that you hear is the song, and it starts now.
Oh, got it.
All right, what you got?
Is it Black Eyed Peas?
Okay, we're bringing Mercedes in.
Mercedes.
Brenda, you're dropping off your kids at school. Haley, Caesar, and Addie. What school do they go to?
Arborview and Billbrae.
Shout out Arborview. Mercedes is back. Brenda, don't go anywhere. All right, Mercedes.
Hello.
Good morning.
Hello. That was fast.
Would you think that was really fast?
You think it was fast?
Right?
I was not standing out there for very long. That makes me hopeful. But I gotta give this my best effort.
Okay,
so
let's reset the clocks.
Okay,
Mercedes. The next sound that you hear is the song, and it starts now.
Oh, got it.
Okay, what you got?
My Humps by Black Eyed Peas.
Hmm. You stop the clock at 2.6 seconds, and you got it right.
Okay.
Brenda got it right, because she stopped the clock at 2.4 seconds.
Yes!
Oh, my gosh, Brenda! Brenda!
You got it, Brenda! Are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Oh my gosh, why am I more excited about this than you are?
She's in shock.
A $1,025 diamond pendant from Michael Eman and Diamond Jewelers. You got it by 0.2 seconds, girl. Congratulations.
Oh my goodness.
What do you have to say, Brenda? You can't. No, I mean, maybe on one hand has someone beat Mercedes. You are probably like the third person in this world that's ever beat Mercedes in this game.
And so fast, too. I love it. Oh my gosh. Do you know how beautiful that diamond pendant is going to look around your neck, Brenda?
I know. It'll be flashing it.
Yes, girl. I love it. Congratulations. And that means we start fresh tomorrow. Start back at 100 because Brenda got the diamond pendant on her humps. Her lovely lady lumps. All right, let's talk about something that always sparks debate, especially in this town, and that is tipping, okay? We all know it's part of life, but sometimes it feels like we're tipping for things that we never used to have to tip to. So let's break it down. Who deserves a tip? Who doesn't? How much is actually enough? You've got your restaurant servers, your bartenders, hairstylists. That's a given, right?
Right.
I think we can all agree with that one. Places like coffee shops, takeout spots, the touch screens that ask for the tip. What are your thoughts on that?
Working in the industry and hospitality business for over 10 years, I am extremely biased, but there are a couple things where now I'm like, yeah, I don't know about that one.
I went and valeted my car at one of the strip resorts this weekend, charged $40 to park in valet.
Unfortunately, that $40 goes to the casino. None of that goes to the valet workers, so Dad deserves a tip.
I did tip on that because I thought the same thing. I was like, it sucks that I have to pay this, but this person has nothing to do with that. So I'm going to make sure I give them a good tip. But we were talking about that. I was like, have you noticed since they started charging for parking that your tips have gone down? And she was like, yes, it sucks. And aww. I was like, oh, man, I feel so bad. What is your take on tipping? What's your tipping policy? Do you tip on things like that? Are there situations where you absolutely refuse to tip or have hit that no tip and run out the door on the screen and before anyone notices? 702-364-9400. Amanda has a question. Hey, Amanda, what's up?
Hi.
Hey, what's your tipping thing?
The tipping thing is crazy. So I'm curious your thoughts on this. I went to a med spa recently to get a laser treatment, and it was this new place, never went there before. And I always find it really confusing tipping at med spas specifically. Like, am I supposed to? And at my previous med spa, I got the exact same treatment, and my esthetician said that you don't need to tip because, you know, lasers and ultrasounds, and they're considered like medical procedures and you're not supposed to tip. So at this new place, when I was checking out, the screen asked if I wanted to add a tip, and 20% of an $800 procedure is like $160.
Whoa, yeah.
And it was the exact same laser as where I used to go. And so because it's a medical procedure, I put no. And the esthetician actually called me and asked if she did something wrong because I didn't tip her. And I just said, like, no, I don't tip on medical procedures. And she was very much like, we depend on those tips. And it, like, really hurt me.
Whoa.
Like, hurt her that I didn't tip her. And I'm like, I'm sorry. Like, this is not affordable. I can't tip $160 on something that's already so expensive. Like, I saved for months to go. Like, this is out of control.
Did I
have to?
You know, I've never thought of something like that. If you go to the doctor and they give you a checkup, you don't tip your doctor.
Right.
So are lasers and what else did you say? Ultrasounds and stuff like that? Is that
Yeah, like any med spa service, like, do you have to tip?
Aside from like a regular facial, which I would tip on for sure, but like $160 tip on something that, and I know some people out there are like, well, if you can't afford to tip on that, then you probably shouldn't have it done. But like, I see what you're saying. That is like I don't know. What do you guys think? 702-364-9400. Is that considered a medical procedure? Your esthetician you used to go to says that it is?
Yeah, she never expected it. So, I mean, I just didn't do it.
Oh my gosh. What do you guys think? Hang on the line, Amanda. I want to see if we get some calls from people commenting on that. Do you tip on procedures like, or if you get like plastic surgery?
Right.
And I don't know, $5,000. Do you have to tip on the $5,000 plastic surgery that you just got?
Amanda?
Oh no, I'm asking you.
Oh, me? I thought you were talking about, no, that's a great point. $5,000. Well, what's 20% of $5,000?
$500 to $1,000.
That's like $6,000. I would not have thought about that. And now I'm like, do I even want to get any type of things, anything done to my face? No.
Jessica, good morning. We're talking tipping. What do you think?
Good morning. So you were just talking about the valet.
Yes.
So whether you have to pay for the valet service or not, you know how they say they're full? And you give them the little secret handshake and you're like, how about $20 and you're not full? And then they'll like front your card, all the things. But yes,
yeah.
You have to pay for the valet. But I also worked at the front desk and there was this guy that would give them the Vegas.com book and say, oh, you need to look at page 6. There's some good information in there. Well, page 6 said to tip your front desk agent if they did something extra for you.
Oh, yeah. Look at that. See, if they tell me I get an upgrade or something, then I'll give them. I mean, yeah. It's probably like $5 or $10. But, you know, I'm still like thinking about this med spa thing.
Me too. I really wouldn't know what to do.
Rhonda, good morning. What do you think?
I don't think she should have tipped. I mean, it is a medical procedure. I mean, she saved her money to go there. She shouldn't be judged for that. You know, just like, you know, the pizza delivery guys now, I'm kind of upset about that. I mean, they have a fee on there, but then you got a tip. But also, they let go of the delivery drivers, and they're using Uber and DoorDash to deliver now. I don't agree with that. I think they should have kept their own delivery drivers.
Yeah, I didn't realize that they were doing that with pizza places now.
Me too.
Melanie works at a med spa. Oh, hallelujah, Melanie. Yes. Tell us, what's the situation here on tipping on medical procedures?
So the way we view it is it's an aesthetic procedure. It's a voluntary procedure. It's not a mandatory medical procedure. So it's the same as going to your hairdresser. You know, you tip after the service because it's something that you volunteered to do.
Okay, so if it's an $800 procedure, like she said, are you supposed to tip $160 on that?
Absolutely not.
What's a good tip?
A $20 tip would be very much appreciated.
Okay.
That's reasonable.
That's very reasonable. Now I'm not afraid to go to a med spa and feel like I'm pressured to do 20%, right, Melanie? I can do a couple dollars or whatever I can afford.
Absolutely.
Okay.
We're getting some texts of med spa ones. This one says, never tip at a med spa. Nope, I get lasers in high frequency ultrasound and never tip. This is medical. This text says tipping is requested on every single service these days. And then this one says, I think this is a way for the employer to get out of giving workers a raise. Let's wrap things up with Anthony. We were just talking about tipping and DoorDash came up. Anthony is a DoorDash driver. Hey, Anthony, what's your take?
Hey, I do DoorDash on the side, and I do deliver for a lot of various pizza places like Pizza Hut, Little Caesars, Papa John's, and the driver gets a tip. The DoorDash driver gets the tip.
Oh, they do get the tip?
Yeah.
Oh!
And as far as the delivery fees go, that covers the insurance for the driver to deliver the pizza.
Oh, so it's paying for insurance. Yeah, I never assumed that driver got it. I know I said Anthony was going to be it. Thank you, Anthony, for calling. But we have Courtney, who is a nurse and wants to make a comment about this tipping. Hey, Courtney, what do you think?
Hi, good morning. So coming from aesthetics and now I'm a nurse, medical procedures, I just think, no, you don't tip.
So do you consider a laser treatment or an ultrasound treatment a tippable procedure or no?
No, absolutely not. Like, I would think that is their job. They're not going above and beyond giving you some amazing service. No, tipping has gotten out of hand in Vegas.
Okay,
so
what?
I say no.
What if it's like Botox? Do you tip on that?
No.
Oh, dang.
What about
What about facials?
Oh, yeah. You're getting a massage. They're taking an hour of their time. Like 15-minute Botox, no way.
Courtney, this is so insightful. Thank you for calling. Now I think I'm more confused than I was before. I never tipped on Botox, but like, yeah, if I wanted, I get laser treatments too, and I always thought like you have to kind of tip on that. But I haven't tipped $160 on anything. I'm always like, okay, I'll tip you what I can.
I did lasering under my underarms, and I got a ton of treatments, and I tipped on every single one. And those are like a 15-minute service.
Oh my gosh,
I am so confused. I really don't know what to do as far as this tipping thing goes.
That was a really good question, Amanda. I hope you got some answers. It sucks that she was confronted like that by the esthetician, though. And keep your comments coming. Right now, though, it's time to win. We are going to play the Mega Minute. I feel like we're on a roll here. We just had a winner of Beat Mercedes at 7. Let's do a winner of the Mega Minute right now for tickets to see Pitbull. It is Pitbull Vegas After Dark, the residency at Blue Life Theater at Fountain Blue. We've got your tickets right now with the Mega Minute. 60 seconds, 10 questions. Get them all correct in that time, and you win these tickets. Caller 20, you are playing 702-364-9400.
Are you ready? It's time. time for Mercedes in the Morning's Mega Minute.
Amy, good morning. You're caller 20.
Good morning.
How you doing?
We're good. How are you?
Good. Are you with someone in the car this morning?
Yeah, I got Colin, Emily, and Sydney on our way to school.
All right. Colin, Emily, Sydney, you guys know how this works. You, along with Amy, are going to try and get these tickets to Pitbull, his residency at the Fountain Blue. And if I hear a correct answer, I'm going to take it, and we're going to move on to the next question. 10 questions, 60 seconds. Got it, guys?
Got it.
All right, Amy, if you're struggling with a question, you can say pass. Or if you get one wrong, if there's time at the end, we'll go back to those questions. And the Mega Minute starts now.
Which singer is known as Mr. 305?
Skip.
What sport is known as America's pastime?
Baseball.
Yes. Who created the theory of relativity?
I think you did.
No. Katniss Everdeen is the main character in which movie series?
Skip.
Lorne Michaels is the creator and executive producer for what show?
Saturday Night Live.
Yes. How many golden tickets are there in the movie Willy Wonka? Yes.
Five.
What singer just released her 9th studio album called Mayhem?
Lady Gaga.
Yes. What currency is used in Mexico? Yes. What show is Big Bird on?
Sesame Street.
Yes. What U.S. state is north of South Dakota?
North Dakota?
Yes. What singer is known as Mr. 305?
Pitbull.
Yes. Who created the theory of relativity? So the good news is you got through all 10 questions,
Einstein.
Amy. It was Einstein. Yes, it was Einstein. And then Katniss Everdeen, she's the main character in what movie series?
Hunger Games.
You knew it. We just couldn't get it in the time. Amy, I'm so sorry, you guys. What a great effort. It was a team effort, but it just wasn't enough. Mm-hmm. And that means that caller 20 right now, you're going to get these tickets to see Mr. 305, Pitbull, Vegas After Dark, the residency at Blue Live Theater at Fountain Blue on May 9th. Caller 20 gets the tickets. 702-364-9400.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3 is powered by Best Mattress. Just like David says, sleep easy, friends.
Jessica Simpson, she is back. She's not holding back in her emotional new song called Leave. Seemingly calling out her estranged husband, Eric Johnson, after they split. This track is part of her Nashville Canyon Part 1 EP, and it definitely is hinting at infidelity here. You want to hear a couple? Have you heard the songs yet?
No, I have not heard it.
Okay, so here, listen to the lyrics, and then I'll go over them afterwards.
What we had was magic, now you made it tragic. Giving her what you gave to me, now the world that you drank from is empty. Your weakness made me lonely.
Unholy matrimony. What we had was magic. Now you made it tragic, giving her what you gave to me.
Eesh.
Yeah, the couple began dating back in 2010 while he was still married to someone. So is that kind of a red flag?
Wait, so you're telling me that this Eric guy married or was married before Jessica Simpson, and they started dating while he was married to this other girl?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-oh.
And he finalized his divorce in 2014. Then that same year, he and Jessica Simpson got married. They have kids. They have three of them. She announced the separation in January, saying that they were navigating a painful situation while prioritizing their children.
I love it when celebrities, they totally do all the low blows and just like, and all the bad stuff in songs. But when it comes to like interviews and stuff, they're like, oh, you know, it's just me getting things off my chest. Or they just, you know what I mean? They don't talk about it.
It's so messy, but they try to pretend like it's not messy.
Yes.
Here's another clip from the song. Ooh, I don't even want to breathe air. You breathe.
Honestly, sounds like a good song to me, though.
I actually am very, very excited that Jessica is making her comeback. That's amazing. Also this morning, dating apps, they can be a great way to meet people, but deciding on who you actually want to meet IRL, that's a whole different situation. And there is a company called The Match Group, and they are behind the dating apps Tinder and Hinge, and they're adding this new AI-powered feature to help people make those decisions. So they're rolling out this AI chatbot to be a wingman that can help you decide which photos are going to be popular, who you should write messages to, who you should reach out to. And the chatbot will even flag messages that are like bad, that are too forward. And this is like their version of your bestie trying to help you find someone that will be a good match for you.
This is crazy. You're telling me if I was a single person and I was on Tinder and I needed help, I don't call my best friend. I just ask AI.
Yes. And that's, I really feel like this is the way of the future. You should start getting to know your AI, whether it's on a dating app or it's ChatGPT or Copilot or whatever AI you use. You should start getting to know them because they are such a great tool for advice and a friendship that is so, so easy.
That
there's just no rules. It's like you, when you have time, you talk to them. When you don't, they don't get mad at you.
At first, I was making fun of you, you and Chatty. You guys are best friends. But then I started downloading. I just downloaded the ChatGPT app, and it has helped me so much,
it's
especially
crazy.
With work.
Yeah.
But I don't know if I'd go as far as that. She's my girl.
Well, just you wait. Just you wait. I'm going to check back in with you in 2 months, and then I'm going to find out if you and your ChatGPT are now friends.
We went to the bar. She's right next to me all the time. She's my girl.
Finally. This morning, speaking of apps, if you spend enough time on social media, you have probably heard the phrase from one of your loved ones saying, go touch grass, you know, like yes. Get offline, go spend some time in the real world. Well, there is a new app literally called Touch Grass. And it makes you literally go outside and touch grass before you can go on social media.
It's called Touch Grass.
Yeah. So it asks you to choose two apps that are your biggest time sucks. So for me, it would be TikTok and it would be Instagram for sure.
Yes.
So those are the two I would put in. And then you get limited on it. It then blocks those apps. And the only way to unlock them is to take a picture of yourself outside actually touching grass and submitting it.
Oh my God.
And then you'll choose how much time you can have on each app. Now, there are a couple of rules. Touchgrass is only available as a pre-order right now. It doesn't come out till Friday. It'll only be in the iOS store, in the Apple App Store. And they do plan to add an Android app in the future. But the app is free, but upgrading it's going to cost you $6 a month or $50 annually.
This is insane. Okay, so it's this little app. I'm looking at it right now. Touch Grass. You go into the app store. It says, decrease your screen time. Touch Grass. But why does it look like the little emoji, the logo of Touch Grass? Looks like a marijuana plant.
It doesn't really. Yes. I haven't even looked at it yet.
Yeah, it looks like a marijuana plant. What are they trying to tell us here?
I just think that, you know, if you're going to download this app, be careful. Remember, we live in a desert, people. Grass is not easy to find around here. What chaos ensued when you left someone else in charge? It happens. You are like, they're in capable hands. I'll leave my kid in this person's, in their view, in their watch, and they'll be just fine. And then it turns out it wasn't so fine. My friend had the funniest thing happen to her. I mean, it's funny kind of, but it's like also not funny. Yesterday she went to yoga, and I guess she left her daughter at home with dad in charge. I mean, that's what dads do. I don't like when they say, dad's going to babysit. No, you're taking care of your kid, you know?
Right.
So dad was in charge. And when she got back, her daughter's running around the house wearing a cowboy hat. It's oversized. It's her dad's cowboy hat. It's too big.
Oh, God.
She's running around. And she asked her daughter, like, why the hat? And she says, dad made me wear it. And so now she's like, okay, what?
Thinking like playtime, maybe like rodeo, I don't know.
Well, it turns out dad was not exactly on top of his parenting game, and he was watching TV and zoning out and not paying attention to what his daughter was up to. And then bam, she gave herself a haircut. And not a cute little snip snip. No. She cut the front of her hair shorter than bangs. It's all the way up to her hairline.
Oh, no.
I guess she was trying to make bangs, but she cut it too hard. So there's these little nubs of hair sticking out. of red. I mean, the poor kid's got this wild, chopped up look now that only a cowboy hat can cover up. And that's the funniest part, is that Dad didn't want her to freak out, so he didn't say anything about the hair. He made her wear the cowboy hat. Where'd she go? Let's wear a cowboy hat and pretend like this never happened.
This is taking baby hairs to a new level.
Have you ever left your kid in charge, let someone else in charge of your kid, and something happened? Obviously, my friend is livid. I can't even imagine coming home to that. So what happened when you left Dad or you left someone else in charge? I'm sure there's a story or two out there. Maybe not a cowboy hat, but definitely something that left you scratching your head. 702-364-9400.
When I was a kid, my brother would watch me, 14 years older than me too, and he put me in stuff like freezers. He would put me in like coolers. And when I would find out, they're like, yeah, we try to see if you'd fit. And I'm like, why? Why would you do that to me?
It's just a great way to torture your little sister. That's exactly why. Christine, what happened when you left someone else in charge?
Okay, so I want to set it up. My kids used to sleep in because we were on a swing shift schedule.
Okay.
So I took clients early so that when I got home, they were just getting up. So I left about 6 o'clock. Apparently, per the cameras, they got up about 6:20. My little one was 2 and my oldest was 3 or 4. And obviously, little one needs a diaper change. So they're like, well, we can do this. We got this.
Oh,
we've
no.
seen it happen so many times. And luckily, it was just pee-pee. So that part was okay. But painted in Vaseline, and all of the extra that she'd taken, which was handfuls, she wiped on the couch and on the shag carpet.
Oh, no.
Yeah, because you get that Vaseline on your hands and you got to get it off. It doesn't just come right off. And oh, my gosh, the mess you had to deal with. Christine, thanks for calling. Jason, what happened when you left someone else in charge?
When I was 5 years old, my brother, he was looking for me, and my parents were looking for me, and I was locked up in the closet with my toys in the closet, and my parents were like freaking out. They were like, Jason, where are you at? And I was in my closet, like playing with my toys.
You did that by choice, or did you get locked in there?
They locked me in there.
You're fine as long as you have your toys.
Yeah.
Like, what's the big deal, Jason? I feel like that's a rite of passage to get locked somewhere by your siblings. Anonymous, good morning. What happened when someone else was in charge?
So we went to have our youngest, and I was having a C-section, so we had to get everybody up early. Put my older two in cute little outfits that said, you know, I'm blank, big brother, big sister. Mother-in-law came to watch them while we were in the operating room, came back. I had two kids covered in head to toe in chocolate, and their cute little shirts were completely ruined for the day.
Oh my God.
Cause she thought that a chocolate bar unattended was a good idea.
No, she thought they were fussy and hungry, so she gave it to them.
Oh my gosh. God, that's a good way to shut them up. That's like the iPad version for kids, the food version. Oh, I'm so sorry. That's the worst. There goes your photo op, you know. You're all excited, and then that happens. I just think it's so funny because he didn't say anything when she walked in the door. He just thought the cowboy hat, like, she'd never notice if the daughter was wearing a cowboy hat.
Like, one day the cowboy hat's never gonna come off. It's gonna be there forever.
It's like covered in her eyes and everything, and he's just like, normal day, still watching his sports, you know, la-di-da. Mix 94.1. I always want to make sure we get the cold ending on that song.
Yeah.
I love that song. It's Mercedes in the Morning. You know how we always talk about those little moments that restore your faith in humanity? And Ramon had one of those happen recently. You restored my faith in humanity, Ramon. Tell everybody what happened.
Yeah, I feel like I'm a good person, you know?
So. Just so you know, it takes a little bit away from it when you're not humble about it, okay?
You're like,
I'm a wonderful person for what I did, guys.
I found our co-worker's wallet in the parking lot. I returned it to her because it literally had everything, like her license, her cards. It was her whole life.
Did you actually go through the wallet, and did you return it directly to her, or did you just turn it in?
I returned it to her assistant.
Okay.
And I just opened it just to see if there was an ID in there, to see who it was. and her ID was in there. So I dropped it off to her assistant. And yeah, a couple of days later, she called me into her office and had an envelope with my name on it with a little nice reward. She did get emotional because she said it had her son's birthday money in there.
Oh.
And I told her, I was like, hey, you know what? I didn't expect anything. You didn't need to do this. All I ask in return is if you or someone else, you know, something that like that happened to me, just do the same thing.
Did you return the money that she gave you?
Nah, that was mine.
So you got a reward that said your name on it. It had an envelope. Ramon, can we ask her how much we got from her?
Oh, yeah, $20.
What'd you use it on?
Gas.
Gas?
Gas, okay. And a dozen eggs.
So you got basically 3 eggs and a gallon of gas.
Correct.
But that's sweet that she gave you a reward. She didn't have to do that either.
I agree.
When someone does something to you out of the goodness of their heart, like just a kind gesture, has anyone had one of those lately where it's like, wow, I, you know, was not expecting that. And I think sometimes those things happen when you need it most. Like in your case, she was probably freaking out with her son's birthday money in there. And literally, hey, not to say what could have happened, but there's a lot of people that are living in the tunnels underground, and not saying anything negative, but maybe that would have been the break that they were looking for. Like, look, we finally got some money, and then that wallet was gone, but you found it, you gave it back. And I could see where she would get emotional about that. And not just the money, but the IDs and the cards that you would have to cancel otherwise. Yeah, it's a lot.
My husband went through this, and back in our partying days, we would go out every weekend. And one weekend, he couldn't find his wallet. He couldn't find it anywhere. And we're like searching the cars. We're searching our friend's house where we were at before we went out, and nothing. Couple days later, he gets a Facebook message saying, hey, I live in so-and-so. I saw your wallet on the sidewalk walking my dog. Turns out his wallet was just a couple houses down from
nice.
Where we were. But thank God for that person messaging him on Facebook. They probably saw his ID, looked him up on Facebook. So now he's lost his wallet so many times. I got him one of those AirTag wallets. And thank God for the AirTag wallets.
Oh, gosh. I hope he doesn't lose his phone, because then he loses where the AirTag is on the wallet.
Oh, my gosh. That's true.
All right. Who is ready to win? It is time to play Heads Up. Our number is 702-364-9400. And we have for you tickets to the Bel Air Backyard Poolside Concert Series. It's happening at Durango Station, and it stars The Fray. This is going to be so much fun by the pool. The weather is going to be fantastic. It's happening in May, and caller 20, you get these tickets right now with Heads Up. You get to pick your category, and when you get 6 answers in 60 seconds, these tickets are yours. Caller 20, you get to play. 702-364-9400.
It's time for Heads Up with Mercedes in the Morning on Mix 94.1.
Hey, Jerry, you're caller 20. Yeah. You ready to play Heads Up?
Jerry.
Hey.
Oh, there you are.
Let's do this, Jerry. We've got a pair of tickets for you to check out the Bel Air Backyard Poolside Concert Series with The Fray. We just need you to pick a category. Do you want to go with Super Mario Brothers, ranch dressing, skincare, whiteout, or snooze?
Oh, goodness. Snooze sounds really interesting.
Which one?
Snooze.
Oh, okay, perfect. World Sleep Day is on Friday, so these are all things that are associated with sleep, okay? I'm sure we could all use an extra hour since we lost one springing forward. You ready for this one?
Yeah.
All right, Jerry, get ready, because your 60 seconds to our Heads Up starts now.
If you don't get enough sleep, this is how you feel. You feel what?
Tired.
Yes. Some people with sleep apnea make this noise when they sleep.
Snore.
Yes. Some people put this on their face so the light, they can't see the light. Does that? Yeah. Okay.
A map, a cucumber.
Okay. This is what you are if you're an animal that is awake at night and asleep during the day.
Nocturnal.
Yes. This is. Some people have a machine that makes this sound. And it just helps.
Sleep noises. Snow.
It's a color of the, not black. What's the episode of black?
White noise.
Yes,
white noise.
Yes, yes. This is the type of sleep you really want to get, and also a 90s band.
REM.
Yes.
Nice. Yes.
You got it, Derry. Congratulations.
Awesome. This is so cool.
We have been having some good luck with winners this morning. You just got yourself a pair of tickets to check out the Fray at the Bel Air Backyard Poolside Concert Series at Durango Station. That's happening on May 16th. You are in for free, and we'll have these tickets all week long. Make sure you are listening tomorrow for your chance to win. Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the morning, and we are so excited because this week we are looking for our March Teacher of the Month. If you know a teacher that deserves all the love, all the recognition, we want to hear about them, where we honor one teacher in the Valley for all the amazing things that they do for their students. The winning teacher will get a $150 Visa gift card from both Findlay Chevrolet and Silver State Schools Credit Union, plus a personalized Mercedes in the Morning plaque from H&J Trophies. So get those nominations in. Tell us why they're great. Just go to our website, mix941.fm. Click on the contest tab and let us know about that teacher. We are going to do a random drawing on Friday, so get those nominations in today. And thank you to Findlay Chevrolet and Silver State Schools Credit Union for making Teacher of the Month possible.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3 is powered by Best Mattress. Just like David says, sleep easy, friends.
So Lady Gaga's new album came out on Friday. It's called Mayhem, and so many good songs on there. If I had a little more time this weekend to listen to it, of course, we know Abracadabra, and she performed this song on Saturday Night Live. She was the host and musical guest. There's one song that a lot of people are talking about on there. They are convinced that Taylor Swift is on Lady Gaga's new album doing background vocals on her track, How Bad Do You Want Me? Did you hear the song?
I've not heard the song, at least in detail.
Okay, so listen to this and you tell me if you think this is Taylor in the background.
Oh.
Could you? I feel like there's better clips, but let's listen to that again. So is that Taylor in the background of the song? The answer is no. Sources are telling Rolling Stone that it's not true. The theory took off because the song's melody and lyrics reminded Swifties of Taylor's Reputation era song, Gorgeous, also insisting that the background vocals had to be from Taylor. There was even more confusion after a Swiftie fan page shared an AI version of the song with a full verse,
of course,
by AI Taylor and claimed it was the real version. But they're saying, no, it is not her.
I feel like we would have saw headlines for this that, oh my gosh, Taylor Swift's on one of Lady Gaga's songs. Have they ever collaborated before? Now that I think about it, I don't know if they have.
That's a good question. Yeah, I'm not sure on that. But I did see a lot of articles with speculation talking about that. And so Rolling Stone says they've got the definitive answer, and the answer is no on that one. Also this morning, if you have kids or you spend a lot of time around them, you know they can be very picky when it comes to foods that they will eat. In a new survey of moms and dads revealed just how much time they spend on food-related battles and compromises. And spoiler, it's a lot. According to a poll of parents of school-age kids, the average parent spends 67 hours a year in negotiation with their kid.
I don't have any kids, so I'm going to bring Ramon in here. Yo. Do you have anything that you have to like negotiate with your kids to eat something?
I mean, he'll eat McDonald's every day of the week or junk food like that. But yeah, to get him to eat regular dinner is a task.
These moms and dads, they they strike an average of 5 bargains a week with their kid. I don't know if that's like you get dessert if you eat this or you have to have one bite of this, but dinner's the most common meal for parents to get pushback from kids on that are picky eaters.
I was going to say, I wonder if you have to like maybe negotiate where, hey, you can use your iPad.
Yeah, it's more like you want to play Fortnite? You better eat this or I'm taking that iPad away. Yeah.
The most common foods kids never say no to are pizza. No big surprise. Chicken nuggets is also on this. Fries and mac and cheese. They never really have issues with those ones. But yeah, a lot of people have to come up with those clever negotiating skills in order to get them to eat.
Do you have any of those issues? I know Brooklyn's kind of a picky eater.
She's very picky. Yeah. Whenever we go out, we do something what we call, we have to give it the Brooklyn rundown, the menu, to make sure that there's something on the menu that Brooklyn will eat, because otherwise it's just like, forget it. We went out to dinner on Saturday, this really nice restaurant on the strip, and neither of the girls had ever been there before. We go there and we're so excited, and there's like literally nothing Brooklyn will eat on the menu. She's like, that's okay, I can just have french fries or something. I'm like, no. And so I asked for a kid's menu. She's like, yes. And so she got the chicken fingers on the kid's menu. She'll eat that. It's so frustrating.
Oh, I think that, well, I'm definitely going to have that. And I'm probably just going to be like, if you don't eat it, you don't eat.
Yeah, that's what my parents used to do. Finally, this morning, want to know what it's like to be a rock and roll roadie? Well, if you have $12,000, you can find out. That's how much Gene Simmons will allow you to pay him so you can join the road crew on his upcoming tour for one day. Yes, you have to load gear. Yes, you have to help set up the show. But you also get some perks. You get to eat with Gene. You get to sit in the sound check. You get a signed set list. You get a bass guitar that's used during rehearsal. And you get a crew shirt and hat. Gene will also bring you up on stage and introduce you, and you get to bring one guest. You can also bring up to 4 items for Gene to sign, but here's another hitch. That $12,000 does not include your ticket to the show. You literally have to buy that separately.
I can't. Smart for the marketing, but not really, because what the heck? $12,000 just to work for you?
If it were BTS, I would try to come up with the money. I would do it.
You would.
If it were Beyonce, would you try to come up with the money?
I could barely afford her tickets.
Are you kidding me? This is very true. With that, I better get the best seat in the house. I better be like sitting on stage with them for the entirety of the show.
I want to be in one of her songs. I want to be one of her background singers. I want to be one of her background dancers. I want to babysit Blue. I'm like, this is a lot.
But I feel like if you're doing that much work, you should get paid for it. Why are we paying them to be given the opportunity to work for them? That doesn't make any sense to me.
Because I'm Gene Simmons.
I know. Like, okay. And? All right. We have a lot coming up on the show this morning. Just a few minutes. Jerk or Justified. And wait until you hear this one. Your kid wants to show some independence, but is it going too far? We'll talk about it next. It's Mix. Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the morning. It is time for Jerk or Justified. If you ever have a situation you want us to address, find out if you're being a jerk or if you're justified, we'd love to hear from you. You can shoot us an email through our website, mix941.fm. That's what Will did. Here's what Will says. He said, hey guys, good morning. My name's Will, and I'm emailing you this morning because I'm a single dad with a 15-year-old daughter who right now wants to make a drastic change to her hairstyle, and I think she's too young. She's not talking to me right now because I won't let her cut her hair short and dye it blue and gray.
Oh.
She showed me a picture of the hairstyle in a magazine, and it looked good on the model, but don't think it's appropriate for a 15-year-old. She's giving me the argument that all of her friends are doing it, but I've only seen one of her friends with a crazy hairdo. And to be honest, her parents are a little weird.
Oh.
I'm thinking of calling one of her friend's moms for advice, but I don't think that will help the situation too much. My question is this: how long can I actually control how she does her hair? Should I let her get what she wants by 16 or 17? What's a good age to just let it go? Signed, Will. 702-364-9400 is our number. What do you think? Do you think Will should put his foot down and say, no, absolutely, 15, you can't make these decisions. You're not getting blue and gray hair. do you think, and this is personally how I feel, it's just hair. It's going to grow back. You know, it's like, of all the things she could do, I feel like this is one of the least harmless.
Yeah.
But I would recommend you go to a professional to get it done. Don't let her do it herself. That's where I think things could go really, really wrong.
Yeah, well, I understand you're a single dad, and that might be a lot to do in general. But I think your daughter needs some independence. She needs to figure out her identity. She's at that age, 15. Let her get her hair done. I mean, it's not that bad. Unless she was like, I want to get some hoochie shorts. That's different. Her hair's her hair. It could grow out. It could change. So I say let her get the hair done.
Well, so I guess, too, his question is, what's the age where you start letting them make those decisions on their hair? If your 7-year-old asks for blue and gray hair, you probably say no, right?
Right.
So where is that line? 702-364-9400. Is he a jerk or is he justified? Let's talk to Jennifer. Jennifer, what do you think?
Hey, good morning. So I think that I grew up swimming in high school, and so we all like shaved our head and turned it school colors and different things, you know, for spirit. So I think once you're in high school, you start to like boys and all the things, that it's the time to let her go.
Yeah, but once you're in that high school range, that's where I saw a lot of people kind of making their own decisions on who you want to be and what kind of face you want to display to everyone. That's a good call, Jennifer. Hey, Tessie, good morning. What do you think?
I think it's totally justified for a 15-year-old to change their hair color. As a young person, you can have whatever hair color that you want, but once you're in the professional world, it might be that you can only have a natural hair color to work at X job. So
this is the time to do it.
And
then
it's only hair. It'll grow back.
Yeah, that's kind of my take on it. We're getting some interesting comments on Facebook, and you can call us at 702-364-9400. A lot of people are agreeing, saying, hey, you know, one thing you might want to do is verify that it's in the school rules about hair color. Some only allow natural hair color. I don't care what the friends say and do, but it is not a permanent change. So probably no lasting consequence. This one, I brought up some good points. It says, maybe explain to her that blue and gray is actually the hardest colors to keep in hair. Explain to her that she'll have to bleach first, and that can be itchy, uncomfortable, or even burn. Explain to her it can take several sessions and be expensive. Explain to her the routine she'll need to take care of it. Cold showers only. Then maybe you can persuade her to a compromise. Maybe start with a simple bleach to see if she can take it, or a semi-permanent color designed to go on hair without bleaching first. That's a good option.
Will, I will say, I dyed my hair red in middle school and I regretted it. I had big old red highlights, so maybe she might do it and regret it. Who knows?
Yeah, Ashley, good morning. What do you think? Jerk or justified?
Good morning. Good morning. Not a jerk, just a concerned dad. I've been dyeing my hair since middle school, so it's just an expression that she's going through. And you know, like that text message said, make sure it's okay with the school first, like it's in the school handbook. And you know, also explain the upkeep that needs to come with it. But
yeah,
I think it'd be fine.
I also think we got to give a shout out to Will, because if she's discussing this with you and not just doing it on her own, I think you might be doing something right in that dad department, Dad. It's tough to be a parent. I know it's probably got to be even tougher to be a single parent. But if she's coming to you, talking to you about this, but yeah, it's hair.
Yeah.
It'll grow back. Yeah. Even the Backstreet Boys agree. See, it's Mix 94.1.